Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. Well, so again, we've had another weekend in which we don't celebrate the Sunday that is that weekend, but we celebrate something else. So whereas it should be the 32nd Sunday in ordinary time leading into the 32nd week of the year, we celebrated this past Sunday the Feast of St. John Lateran. Now, again, we've only got a couple more weeks, I think two or three. We have 3 weeks left until the end of our church year. You'd think that we want to get as much of the gospel for ordinary time as we move towards the end of the church year as we can. But our church, again, in its wisdom, decides otherwise, that there are important things that even the necessity to celebrate on a Sunday sort of overrules that particular Sunday in ordinary time. Doesn't necessarily happen in Advent or Lent or Christmas or Easter, but it does happen a lot of times during ordinary time. Basically, we suppress, as we say, the Sunday in ordinary time to celebrate something that is just as important, if not more important, for us to remember, and to get a chance to do it on a Sunday is able to engage more of the community than would just show up for usually daily masses and things like that, because we know it's probably sometimes a particular group of a crowd of people, and it's never maybe a lot of people who are doing that. So we celebrate today, this week, the Feast of St. John Lateran. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating a church. It's the dedication of the Feast of St. John Lateran, the dedication of this particular church. Who cares? Dedication of a church, a building, we're celebrating a building, yes. But we'll also remember that in February, and I think it's the 22nd of February, but don't count me on that. It's later in February, but in February we celebrate the chair of St. Peter. So we do celebrate furniture within our liturgical year, which is rather odd, you might think. But again, the chair which tradition holds Peter preached from, and taught from, is something that, again, we remember as a particular kind of a day. It's tied into another ancient Roman festival of family and family ties. And so our connection to Peter and Peter's teaching as part of this great Christian family is celebrated, you know, by this Feast of the Chair of Peter. This Feast of St. John Lateran, where we celebrate a building, its dedication of this building especially, is something important for us always to remember. Whereas so much of our time is focused upon St. Peter's. Now, again, just between you and I, that is not my favorite church in Rome. Sometimes it can be the ushers, the docents, whoever they are, who are trying to maintain order in a place that's, yes, can be many times more a museum than it is a holy place of prayer. They are very strict. And because they have to be very strict, sometimes they can be quite nasty and they can be very difficult to work with. And I believe I've had to work with them many times. So they kind of ruin the sense of the beauty of St. Peter's Basilica, and I don't really like to go there ever. Where I do like to go is really across town from Rome, which is, again, St. Peter's is on the western side of the city of Rome, Vatican City. That's where Vatican City is. But St. John Lateran, the Basilica of St. John Lateran, is on the eastern part of Rome, and in a small corner of that eastern part of Rome, which really you would probably stumble upon, you know, if you weren't aware, again, of the landmarks in the city of Rome, which is kind of odd, perhaps. But if you were not aware of the landmarks in the city of Rome, you probably would miss the fact that St. John Lateran is there until you see it. And then again, in its magnificence, you know, it is there. Why is it important? Well, because this is the first church that was built in Rome. It was the basilica that the Emperor Constantine, he builds for Sylvester, who happens to be the Bishop of Rome at that time. Once Christianity has been approved as a viable religious practice and should be honored and no longer persecuted. And so Constantine gives this land in order to build this great edifice where now Christians can finally worship out in the open in a particularly designated space of their own for the first time. And so we celebrate the dedication of this basilica, which happened on November the 9th, sometime in the 300s, in the later 300s or mid 300s. It was built very quickly. So we remember this spot. And again, if you go to St. John Lateran, there aren't the crowds that are at the Vatican. I mean, and yet it is a beautiful, beautiful church. Now, it unfortunately is not the original church that was torn down to make something they thought was a lot greater, which again, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. There are various pieces of the old church, the original church, that have been incorporated into the present day basilica. But you need to have somebody like me, who's a guide, to be able to point those out like that. But it is still a wonderful, peaceful place for prayer. It does not have the noisiness, the messiness that sometimes accompanies those who visit the Vatican, those who visit St. Peter's. But this Church of St. John Lateran, it has to be close to our hearts, because even on a plaque, as you enter into the main doors of the Basilica, it says that this is the mother, the head of all the churches, you know, of not just Rome, but all of Christianity. Of all of those who believe, that this is the first place that was dedicated especially, you know, for worship of those who dare to believe. Again, not discounting all the house churches, all the other meeting rooms, all the other meeting places that were in effect as meeting places before this basilica was built. But the thing about it is, this church gets built. Built in honor of Jesus the Savior, but also honor of St. John the Baptist. You know, sometimes it's St. John the Evangelist. It goes by a whole bunch of different names. It's called in the Lateran Basilica, because it is built on the land that belonged to the Laterani, a family that did not support Constantine as he ascended to the throne as emperor, and so they lost all their property and everything else like that. The thing about it, too, is that Constantine was no dummy. When he built the Vatican, when he built the Lateran Basilica, he did it basically at the eastern, far eastern part of the city limits by the Aurelian Wall, really out of the way, because he did not want to disrupt the holy center at the Forum in the center of Rome, but wanted really to, again, to give Christians a space, but not a big space. And this place was basically more barracks for the horses of the cavalry of the legions of the emperor in Rome. So again, it wasn't really all that great a spot. And the Laterani family owned it until it was taken away from them. But here the basilica is built. And our readings for today, again, honor the fact, again, of what it means, again, for God to build us a place, to give us a place. Not discounting is in the second reading that we are temples always, that we are the buildings ourselves. In our bodies, we contain that great spirit that is God active in this world, that is God ministering in this world, that is God enabling us, you know, to work within this world and allowing us, you know, to be these witnesses that God needs us to be in this world. The gospel for today is about Jesus chasing out the money changers, because sometimes we don't appreciate the spaces that God gives us enough to be able to recognize them, you know, for what can happen within them, what transformation can happen in them, what experiences of moving from one state to another state in our lives can happen within them. They are not holy, you know, because they are buildings like that. They are holy because of what occurs within them. And what occurs within them basically is us becoming more and more the people that God needs us to be. Spaces shape us. They form us. Our houses, our work environments, whatever they are, everything shapes us again and again and again. And now we honor that particular space of this Basilica of St. John in the Lateran that began, again, this ascendancy, you know, for good or for bad, of Christianity into the world so that it might accomplish what God needs it to accomplish within the world. We return to these spaces, you know, that are holy because of what happens there, that we might remember again what we are called to be. Not a people of power, not a people of strength, not a people of rules and regulations, not a people who order everybody else around, but a people of love, a people of mercy, a people of forgiveness, a people who give without cause, give without end, give without any kinds of limits, and a people who try not to judge, but try to be open to what it is that God can present to us. It happens within these places, and from these places we go out into the world to be able to live as we must, as we should, as we have to, for us to be those witnesses of this of God's presence in this world that God needs us to be. It is interesting that, again, this day, which can fall on a weekday, if it falls on a Sunday, we need to celebrate it because it needs to bring us back home to who and what we are and who and what we are called to be. What follows after, you know, this feast of the Basilica on Sunday, of the Lateran on Sunday, are basically our series of saints. You know, we have saints Monday through Thursday. Friday is the only open day. We begin with on the 10th, we begin with Martin of Tours. We then celebrate Saint Josephat on one of those days. We celebrate a whole bunch of other people. They're all these important saints. I wish I could remember them. But all these saints again follow after this feast of the Lateran Basilica, because again it is so important for us to remember to whom we are connected and how their lives were enriched because of their experience of community, at prayer, of community at work, of community in support of what it is that we are called again to be as believers in this world. Is it silly to celebrate a chair? Is it silly to celebrate a building? No, not for us, especially when that chair or that building holds so much meaning for us, meaning that allows us to reshape our lives, to reshape our hopes, to reshape, you know, our destiny, to reshape our future, to give us the strength to continue forward, to not let defeat, not let bad times, not let upset, not let all those other kinds of things that can seem to undo us ever get the upper hand. We return to these places wholly because of what occurs in them, to become strengthened, to be the people that God needs us to be always in this world. A good message, a good lesson to learn as we come to the conclusion of another cycle of our church year. Continue blessings from Franciscan Media. May the Lord always give you His peace.